morning, everybody.
What's going on?
Hey, Coach.
So, we've heard a little bit already from what you've told some Cleveland reporters, but what is your quarterback situation now? I saw two guys are already not practicing this week. Where does it stand?
I'd say it's probably the same as the last couple games. Seneca's got a better chance of coming back this week than I think Jake does, although they're both getting closer. So right now, Cole will take the first reps, and we'll see where Seneca is here tomorrow and Friday.
Coach, Belichick traded Randy Moss. He leaves here. They haven't lost a game since the player has since been released by the Minnesota Vikings. What are your thoughts on that whole story?
Well, I think the pick of a Deion Branch was huge. I think he's a really good player and knows the system, works well with Tom. I think that's helped a lot. And you know, offensively, it's such a well-oiled machine that you know, whoever's playing has an opportunity to make plays, and Tom does such a great job with distributing the ball across the board, and then the way that they can run the ball effectively. I think there's a lot of people that you have to defend against and a lot of different scheme things that you have to defend against. And the players that they have there have done a great job with it.
Eric, serious question. What kind of...
We're all not so serious.
No, this is a real serious one, though.
Okay.
What kind of handshake you think you and Bill will have after the game?
I knew you were setting me up for something. You know, I'm sure it'll be firm and brisk. It might be, a textbook.
He gave Childress a two-hander. Are you hoping for one of those?
Well, I haven't gone through the range of shakes that are available. I might have to seek an outside consultant.
Eric, what have you seen out of Colt? I was covering the Packers at the time. I saw him in the preseason. He was a little shaky, but past two games, he seems like he's done a nice job for you guys.
Yeah, he really has. It's different than anything I experienced, because I think Colt had a more difficult time going from being the man at Texas, getting all the reps and all that work, to coming here where he was really the 3/4, not getting very many reps, not having a consistent flow. And then when he got the opportunity with the two injuries, it felt very comfortable for him. And he didn't really miss a beat, and that was really positive to see from my perspective. A lot of young guys, when they go in, there's real jitters. But Colt, with the that role, just seemed at home and broke down the team. Spoke to the team the night before he started, and it was natural. It wasn't, none of it was forced, and that's one of the most positive things I see.
Mike Holmgren said yesterday that he kind of pulled rank with that selection of Colt. Can you explain how that went down?
Yeah, well, we were looking at we had a range of guys there, and one of the guys that we're actually seriously considering got picked a couple picks earlier, and then we were trying to make a decision, and we talked about it, and Mike wanted to get Colt, and at that point, I think both Tom and I looked at it as an opportunity to see what he could do.
Eric, the kidding about the handshake notwithstanding, is it safe to assume there's less drama to a Belichick versus Mangini game this time around, that your relationship is better with him than it might have been in the past?
Yeah, I think all that stuff we've moved on from, and I'm in a different place now, being in Cleveland, not in the division, and it's just we've been through that over the years, and I'm sure he views it the same way. It's just really about football.
Have you run into him recently in combines, general managers meetings, coaches meetings, anything along those lines?
Not really conversationally. I mean, see each other, but it's not really, you know, in between meetings or things like that, but not really some sort of extended type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Almost done?
Quiet over there today. How many people in the room?
Sorry about that.
One of the players came in.
No. I said it's very quiet over there. I said, is anybody in there? Is it just a few people there today?
There's about five of us, but like I said, one of the Patriot players walked through and made a ruckus. That's what screwed it up.
No. Yeah, that was no problem.
Eric, what have you thought of, you know, Benjamin Watson? He's leading you guys in receiving. Has he been a little bit of a surprise?
He's been great. He's been great. You know, I knew Ben pretty well from my time there. He's such a good guy and a good teammate, and that was a priority, getting those guys as free agents. And then he gives us something in terms of his ability to stretch the field vertically. I think he's done a good job blocking as well. So been happy with all the things he's done.
Eric, you know, you came up through the Parcells Belichick tree, and now you're working for a guy, Mike Holmgren, who came up through Bill Walsh, the West Coast offense. How different has it been, if at all?
Well, Mike's been great about his approach, and he's been there to bounce ideas off of and talk to and things like that, which has been really good. You don't really get that as a head coach. It's kind of exciting too, because being in one family for as long as I was, you don't get exposed to a lot of the other ideas and a lot of the other ways of doing things. So to have that, and to be able to ask questions about that, about philosophies, how things developed, practice schedules, approaches. Typically, you don't get a chance to do that. So that's been really good from a developmental standpoint for me.
What's typically been your kind of involvement week to week with Mike?
We'll get together during the week. Nothing scheduled. It's not like the same time every week, but, you know, we'll do that, whether it's in his office or my office, and then we'll talk at practice as well. So it's not scripted, but it's consistent over the course of the week.
Mike came in, obviously, and like you said, you know, it was a completely different family of coaches. The way things were going last year for a while till you guys got hot down the stretch. Did you think that he was going to retain you? I mean, that honestly, that must have surprised you a little bit.
There were a lot of questions,
Eric,
obviously, at
Tom
the
Brady.
Season about how he's going to prepare for it and things like that. And it wasn't the meeting, the discussions wasn't going to be something that I prepared for, because I really believe in what we do, and I really believe in the decisions that we made, and they weren't all right, but there was a rationale for all of them.
Hey, Coach, can we interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
Hey, what's your plan to stop Tom Brady this week?
God, he is such a god in every area. I don't think it's humanly possible. I mean, you talk about football player, movie star.
You wouldn't say that if we were just sitting here talking. I know that.
Like, I'm just so happy I get to talk to him from time to time.
Oh, I'll see you. Take care, babe.
See ya.
Sorry, we couldn't resist.
No, that's great. Hopefully that won't be the closest we get to him.
What's the best piece of advice that Holmgren's given you?
The best piece of advice? I don't know. You know, some of the advice that some of the things that we've talked about aren't football related. I mean, he's raised really great, successful kids, and that's something that he and I have talked a lot about, because I've got the three young boys, and just how he maintained perspective, how he balanced coaching and family. That's hard to do, and he had some great insight there. And you know, I don't want to be a bad dad in order to be a good coach.
I think we're a good coach.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.